When this angel begins to sound, saints, and he has begun to sound. He has begun. Thank God. He has begun to sound. The mystery of God should be finished. How? By the opening of the Word of God through the Spirit. No longer closed book, no longer partially open. A full revelation. Not only of the revelation, the book of Revelation, but of all the Scriptures.
Yes. Amen.
We no longer have to be up and down, saints.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We no longer have to dwell in confusion and strife.
Yes.
We no longer have to be where contention and error were right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We've eliminated a lot of the confusion and delusion. Why? So we could perfect ourselves in holiness. Amen. As the confusion goes, then we're not having to deal with that. So we should be able to put that time, amen, into deepening, into a greater soundness, a greater soberness, a greater understanding, depth of understanding of what God wants from us personally, so we can be ready. Amen. Amen. The mystery of God should be finished. Someone turn to Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. Sister Susan, get Colossians 1, 26 through 27. Read it for me slow.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the Father of glory,
may give unto you
the spirit of wisdom.
Thank God, in this end time, amen, they had a spirit of wisdom here that bound the dragon. Amen. And Paul said that he would give unto us the Spirit, that very same Spirit of wisdom. Go ahead.
And revelation.
And revelation.
In the knowledge of Him.
In the knowledge of Him.
The eyes of your understanding.
The eyes of your understanding.
Being enlightened.
Being enlightened.
That ye may know.
Thank God we're not living in this time.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're living in a time where our understanding can be enlightened.
Yes.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Yes.
We can be, if we will be, if we will allow it to be, we can be enlightened.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Because we're living in that time.
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead.
That ye may
not doubt, but know
what is the hope of His calling.
Oh, glory. See, they didn't know this time. They didn't know what so much about the hope of His calling. They were bound to statues and candles. No, but here in Luther's time, they were bound to a bunch of stuff too. And even in Wesley's time, they just had a somewhat greater revelation.
Yes.
Amen. But thank God we're coming back to the morning time.
Amen.
That we can know things. We can know for sure. Amen. Amen. We don't have to pray about whether we have to whether they're right about sinning more or less every day and wonder if they're right.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
We don't have to wonder about whether there's more than a justified experience.
That's right.
Amen. We don't have to wonder if we can be divinely healed in our bodies.
Amen.
We don't have to wonder about whether there's a one church or whether we should join the church or not.
Amen.
Amen. We can know some. We don't have to pray about that.
Amen.
When you talk to the Brahmanites and you talk to the other ites and the Mennonites, you don't have to wonder about whether they're right or we're right. Amen. Or the tongues people. Amen. Thank God we've come into a revelation. Amen. From God. We know something. Amen. We're assured. Is there any more of that? Go ahead.
And what the riches?
Oh, glory!
And the glory.
And what the riches of the glory?
Of His inheritance in the saints.
When you get up here, you begin to learn something about the riches.
Amen.
Amen. Of His glory, which means His presence.
Amen.
In the midst.
Yes.
And what is the exceeding greatness of His power?
And what is the exceeding greatness of His power?
To us word who believe.
To us word. That's us.
Stand here. Amen.
Right on the sea of glass. To us word who believe.
According to the working.
According to the working.
Of His mighty power.
Working of His mighty power. All right, Sister Susan.
Yes.